It's one question.
Can you tell me what your relationship was with these two ladies?
He doesn't want to answer.
I said, well, how long have you guys been together? And she said, we got together in February. And I was like, what?
After this Casanova got caught.
And I said, what kind of friends with benefits? So she said, what?
I wish I had X-ray vision. There's got to be something going on there that I don't know about.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Andrini Corencian is suing his ex-girlfriends, Melinda Church and Nancy Ramirez, for vandalizing his car, trashing his home, and stealing from his bank account.
Order. All rise.
Counts case number 153 on the calendar in the matter of Corencian versus Church Ramirez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Corencian, can you tell me what your relationship was with these two ladies?
Yes, we were friends.
When you say you were friends, tell me how you were friends.
We were just friends.
Never dated either one of them?
No, not dated, no.
Never had any sort of relationship with either one of them other than just a friendly platonic relationship?
I wouldn't characterize it that way, but...
Well, no, I'm asking you because it really forms what this case is about.
Well, what this case is about, Your Honor, is about them stealing and destroying my property.
Listen, what the case is about, sir, is what would motivate two otherwise reasonable-looking women to behave in a fashion and to do things that you ascribe to them. And I'm trying to figure out why they would do that. So I asked you a question. Now, the question was, were they friendly in a purely platonic way, or did you have more intimate relations with either or both of them?
Yes.
Yes what?
Yes, the second part.
Yes to yes. The second part. Mm-hmm. Well, then that would give them the motivation.
Well, I think the motivation was to enrich themselves, Your Honor.
No, the motivation was probably, according to what I read,
have videotape evidence
listen
of them.
To me very carefully, sir. Try not to interrupt me. Stand on your own 2 feet and just pay attention. The lawsuit says that you were arrested. When you were arrested, you gave one of these young ladies all of your things, one of your friends, all of your things. Who was that? Among the things that you gave her was a cell phone. And while she was in possession of the cell phone, she kept getting calls from this young lady. And then the two young ladies finally got together. And they met over in your house and, according to you, trashed it and your stuff and used your credit cards. And you want to be compensated for that. That's what the case is about. I just wanted to know why these two young ladies, if they did what they did, would have done what they did. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. We understand each other.
We do.
Perfect.
Very clear,
now,
Your Honor.
When were you arrested and what were you arrested for?
Ma'am, I was arrested for trumped-up charges. They were dismissed the same day.
What was the charge that you were arrested
ma'am,
for and on what date?
On 5-2-2012. I have a complaint against the County of Sacramento regarding that, so I really don't want to discuss it, but...
Listen to me. I can A, hardly hear you, and B, you didn't answer my question. On what date were you arrested and what were you arrested for?
5-2-2012.
May 2nd, 2012, and what were you arrested for?
Domestic violence.
Who was the complainant in that case?
Marie.
Another ex-girlfriend.
Is this the first time that you were arrested on a domestic violence charge?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did the arrest take place?
My house.
Did you live there with this lady?
No, ma'am. I have a restraining order against that woman.
He invited her to his
house.
Shh. Sorry, Your Honor.
Okay, so you were arrested on May 2nd at your home, and your last name is?
Church.
Miss Church was there with you?
She was not there at the time of the arrest. She arrived after.
Did she arrive before you were taken to the police station?
Yes.
And you gave her your property?
The sheriff's did, yes.
What was she given?
The keys to my house, the keys to my car, wallet, and my cell phone.
Okay. Now, Miss Church, when did you start receiving telephone calls from Miss Ramirez?
About 9 o'clock that morning.
On the 2nd?
On the 2nd, yes.
Now, how did you get to the plaintiff's house? Did he call you to come over?
He called me that morning about 8:15 and said, the police are here. Marie called them on me and asked me to come over so I could be a witness for him. That he didn't do anything to her.
Okay,
just to mention, Your Honor,
that's
this
what
is not the
just
first
a
time.
That's what brought you there.
Yes, that's what brought me there.
Okay, and at about 9 o'clock, Miss Ramirez started to call. Why were you calling him, Miss Ramirez?
We were going to spend the day together.
You had plans.
Yes, we had plans.
So you were friends, It was a date?
It was more than friends, yes.
I assume that, yes. That's what he said. Now, did you know about Miss Church at that time?
I was not aware of anybody else.
Were you aware of this other lady that he was arrested for assaulting?
No, I was not aware of her.
Okay. When you two ladies finally spoke, you're going to tell me what you discussed.
Well, when I finally answered the phone, she had called like 5 times and his phone was running out of juice and I was trying to keep it on so if anybody called, like, you know, him or the bill people, I could talk to them. But she kept calling. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have to answer the phone or she's going to run down the battery. So I answered it. She said, you know, who are you? I said, I'm a friend of Antronique's. And she said, okay, well, why do you have this phone? So I proceeded to tell her about him getting arrested because he had hit Marie and they arrested him and took him to jail, allegedly. Anyways, so she was surprised, first of all, that he was with Marie again, since he does have a restraining order against her, but he keeps inviting her back to his house. So anyways, she then said, oh, okay, so like, how did you get his stuff? So I told her I got his stuff because he called me over and told the sheriff to give me his things so that I'll have them. He didn't want the sheriff to take his stuff. And I told her that I was planning on going to jail to pick him up because she said that she was going to go pick him up. And I said, well, actually, I'm supposed to go pick him up, but we can go together. I was like, okay, cool. So we decided to meet at his house at 3:30. That was when I got off work, this job I was working at that time.
Didn't you ask each other how you know him? And
at that time, it was kind of quick because I had to get back to the phones. I was doing phones at work. So I just told her I was a friend of his and that he called me over to get his stuff. I don't think that she thought anything more of it.
No.
Until we got together. When we met up at his house, she said that she had left some things in there in his house and she wanted to go get them. And I was like, oh, okay. So I, you know, opened the door and then she went in the house and I told her I didn't have that much gas in my car, so I was going to drive his car. And she was like, okay, well, I'll go pull the car out because I've always wanted to drive that car. I'm like, it's great. So I went to the restroom and she went to get the car out of the garage. And then I went to the restroom.
And?
Oh, so then when she came back in, she started asking me, so how long have you been friends with Antronique? And I told her we had been friends for like 1.5 years. And she says, oh, she said, you know, you guys, what do you do? And I said, oh, kind of friends with benefits. And so she said, what? And I said, yeah, we're friends with benefits. And she said, oh, I said, isn't that what you guys got going on? Because, you know, he has a couple of other people he's seeing also. And I said this while I was in the restroom. So then she was like, no. And I said, well, how long have you guys been together? And she said, we got together in February. And I was like, what? Oh, I didn't know about you. You know, hey, that's cool. You know, we had an understanding. So I figure he had that understanding with everybody else. Come to find out, she got angry and she said, you know, some bad words. And she said, oh my God. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I'm his girlfriend. I've been dating him for 3 months. He's met my family, my kids. And then she got so angry, like,
ooh. So what did we do to his house?
Nothing. I took my property out of there.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor.
I didn't ask you a question. Okay.
That's another girl he's seeing all the way also, too. Mm-hmm. It's another girl he's sleeping with, too, just to let you know.
You know, it's just amazing to me. It's just amazing to me. You get some little nerdy-looking guy.
Nerdy-looking
guy.
What can I say about
who
that?
Clearly doesn't have a whole lot of money. So,
no,
you know, we're not talking about somebody who's standing tall
he
on his wallet.
Dingy.
Don't get it. Look like nice, intelligent people.
I know.
You met him. You introduced him to your kids. You introduced him to your family. You thought you were in, you know, a sort of monogamous relationship with
that's
him.
What I heard.
That's what you thought.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish I had X-ray vision. There's got to be something going on there that I don't know.
Well, Your Honor.
Don't answer that question. It was just meant to amuse me.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
When did you get out of jail?
Same day.
And when you went home, you found some problems in your house.
They had picked me up in my car, yes. And when I got home after they took off, my house was destroyed.
Oh. About what time was that?
After midnight.
So you got out of jail at what time?
Around midnight, ma'am. I didn't have a watch.
It was 10:30. We had been, like, waiting for him for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, they hadn't been waiting for me. They had been robbing me.
No, we had been waiting for you.
I have video evidence of them using my card to gas up their own cars. Would you like to see that?
This is your girlfriend.
Your Honor, also, they claim that I had given Nancy one of my debit cards, which is a lie. I have a statement here from Bank of America which shows that there's only been one card issued at any time since 2005 on this account.
And?
I could not have given her... Your Honor, the card was in my wallet along with all my other cards, so the only way she could have obtained the card is by Melinda giving it to her.
Oh, I don't know that. I know that. That's a lot of supposition. Let me see pictures of your house, sir.
Also
what
shows
do you
the
do
damage
for
to
a living,
car.
Sir?
Work in real estate.
Oh, how do you make
he
a living?
Nothing. Really?
How do you make a living? You know, do it in real estate.
Broker.
Broker for what?
A real estate broker.
Who?
My own company.
Did you file tax returns last year?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you make from your real estate company?
I didn't make anything last year.
Well, if you don't make anything, then you don't file tax returns.
I did.
You filed tax returns that said you made zero.
Yes, ma'am.
So how do you support yourself?
I have money.
From where?
From working. I was a real estate broker, ma'am. Savings. I earned my money and I saved it.
He is so full of baloney, sir.
I know.
You are so full of baloney.
See what we deal with.
I have no idea what you do. Whatever you do, you don't want to tell me about, but it has absolutely nothing to do with real estate.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why would you go back to jail if you were reporting somebody else was stealing your car?
Why was I arrested with somebody I have a restraining order against? I don't know.
Why don't ask me those questions, sir? You say she stole your car. I wouldn't get into a car with somebody who had just carjacked my car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Andrani Karensian says ex-girlfriends Melinda Church and Nancy Ramirez vandalized his car, trashed his home, and stole from his bank account while he was in jail.
Somebody scratched your car. Somebody scratched your car. Keyed it? Is that what you're showing me?
Yes, ma'am.
Dumped all your pills, made a mess of your clothes.
That's toilet bowl cleaner. They dumped all over it.
Now, who was this woman, sir, who you allegedly assaulted on May 2nd?
Ma'am, I told you I cannot speak about that. I have a claim against the County of Sacramento involving that. I'm not going to discuss it.
Well, is there currently a charge pending against you?
No. It was dismissed the same day.
Well, then you are not in jeopardy, sir, so that you cannot decline to answer my question.
I have a civil claim against them.
I don't care whether you have a civil claim against them or not. You can't decline to answer my question because you're suing somebody. Now, if you had an assault case pending against you, I wouldn't ask you about it. You can't decline to answer my questions because you have a claim against a city or a county official. Who is the lady who you allegedly assaulted? You want to discuss it or not? You don't want to discuss it?
I don't see what it has to do with the case, ma'am.
Oh, well, it does.
What?
Well, because there are a lot of people that don't like you, sir, including the lady that you allegedly assaulted on May 2nd. She could have come and destroyed your house. They could have left the door open.
Your
and she
Honor,
could have come. Put your hand down. She could have come and destroyed your house. Seems to me you have a lot of people that don't like you. You want to talk about it or not? Depends upon whether you think you're going to get more money out of a claim of false arrest or whether you think you're going to get more money here. You may end up getting zero from both. But you're certainly not going to get any money here, sir, unless you answer my questions. What's your pleasure?
What's your question?
I asked you about the person
we
who allegedly
That's
assaulted.
It.
Her name?
Marie.
Great. Now, on May the 2nd, was Miss at your home?
Yes.
What time had she arrived?
The night before.
How did she get in?
She opened the front door while I was away.
And what did she use to open the front door while you were away?
Her hand.
So you left the front door open?
Unlocked, yes.
So you left the front door unlocked?
Frequently.
Was that your habit, sir? You were away. Was it your habit to leave the front door unlocked?
No.
So you had made arrangements with Miss to come in that evening?
No.
You didn't? Well, then it was just serendipitous that you left the front door unlocked and Miss came in.
Is that a question?
Yes.
I don't know if it was luck or good fortune.
Well, it's either serendipitous or it's on purpose.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What do you want to say?
Well, first of all,
Stan, don't take first of all. Name.
Vicky Viria.
And who were you to him?
I've been a friend of his for 2 years.
The same kind of friends as
no.
they are?
Yes. Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Andranik Horentzian is accusing ex-girlfriends Melinda Church and Nancy Ramirez of vandalizing his car and home and stealing from his bank account while he was in jail.
Now, if you left the front door open on purpose for Miss to come in on that date, that's one scenario. You said you usually lock your front door. If you just forgot to lock your front door and Miss took advantage of this serendipitous event and managed to find your front door open, that's another potential scenario. So which one is it? Had you made arrangements with her to come in while you weren't there?
No, I had not.
Now, what time did you get home the night before?
I'm not sure.
And Miss was still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you spend the night together?
Did we spend the night together? No, ma'am, no, we did not spend the night together.
What time did she leave?
She left when the police escorted her away from my property in the morning.
That was the next day?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then she spent the night, or did she leave and then come back?
No, she stayed there.
Well, that was my question, sir. I said, did she spend the night?
Yes.
Well, that would be a different answer than you gave me a moment ago. So the answer is she spent the night. Did she spend the night with you?
In my house, yes.
In your room?
No, ma'am, she did not.
No. Where did you sleep?
That night? I didn't sleep, ma'am. I had somebody in my house who would refuse to leave. I did not go to sleep that night.
So you stayed up all night?
Yes, ma'am.
In what room did you stay up?
The living room.
And where was Miss...
The living room.
So you both stayed up in the living room talking?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And at some point the next morning, you called the police. Or she called the police.
She did.
She called the police, and since you were both in the living room, you know what time she called the police. What time did she call the police?
Approximately 7:20. I don't know. I wasn't looking at my clock when she called. I apologize.
Approximately 7:20, she called the police. And what time did the police arrive?
7:45. I don't know. Ma'am, and I don't understand what this has to do with anything. These women stole my property. What does this have to do with anything?
Maybe Miss... stole your property.
Maybe she did, ma'am. They drove my car and picked me up in the car. How did they have my car?
Just a second. How did she have your car? You gave her the keys to your car. That's how she had your car. You gave her permission to have your car. Came to pick you up, and when she picked you up in your car, did you get into the car?
I did.
And did you get into the car and go home?
Yes.
And when they picked you up from where? Police station? Answer
outside,
the question.
Outside.
And when she picked you up at the police station in your car, did you go back into the police station and say somebody stole my car?
I didn't feel like going back to jail, ma'am.
No, not going back to jail. Why would you go back to jail if you were reporting somebody else was stealing your car, was there in your stolen car?
Why was I arrested with somebody I have a restraining order against? I don't know.
Don't ask me those questions, sir. You say she stole your car. I wouldn't get into a car with somebody who had just carjacked my car and go home.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
They came to pick you up. Perhaps you were surprised that they both came and picked you up, but that's not my
problem.
Yeah,
that's it.
But that's not my problem. You still got into the car. And for a big real estate operator like you are, I'm sure you had enough money to call a cab to take you home.
With what phone, ma'am?
With the phone in the police station. They do have
those.
They
don't know. They, don't.
They do have those.
Okay.
They do have phones in the police station and every police station in the city.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
Well, first of all,
First of all.
Your Honor.
Name?
Vicky Viria.
And who are you to him?
I've been a friend of his for 2 years.
The same kind of friends as
no.
they are?
Yes. Yes.
The
no.
same kind of... Stop. The same kind of friends as
no,
they
Your
are?
No, Your Honor, we are just friends.
Nope. You're just friends?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why.
They're
you know what? I'm out of here.
Bye. Good. That's perfect. Case dismissed. That's all. I'm done.
Parties are excused. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The keys were there. I took the keys, went out the front door, backed the Jeep out. I don't know what do you do in a situation like that. I honestly don't know what to do. So I solved it.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to solve it.
Judge Judy.
very happy that the world gets to see exactly how crazy he is.
He told me I was the only one.
I mean, his world operates in some fog. He thinks he's right. We actually did something in actuality.
And it really hurt to find out that there was many more.
He has 7 women out there that are angry because he's been lying to them, making them think that they were the only one.
Oh, I have not had any contact at all with him. So it's been over a long time ago.